Friday, we got the sad news that actor Chadwick Boseman died of colon cancer at the age of 43, his family disclosing that he had had surgeries and treatment for the cancer for the past few years. This at the same time that he was filming some of his biggest roles. It's just extraordinary that someone dealing with such a serious illness would be able to perform as he did. It seems that so many people who worked with him were also surprised by the very sad news. What's remarkable about Boseman is that in his few feature film roles, he played such an array of iconic Americans and, of course, an iconic superhero as well. Jackie Robinson in the HBO film 42, Justice Thurgood Marshall in the film Marshall, James Brown as well. And here Boseman as King T'Challa in Black Panther. In this scene, T'Challa sees his father during a dream sequence and confronts him about banishing his brother and abandoning his son, who ultimately grew up to be the supervillain Killmonger.
You are wrong to abandon him.
I chose my people. I chose Wakanda. Our future depended
on... You are wrong! All of you are wrong! To turn your backs on the rest of the world! We let the fear of our discovery stop us from doing what is right. No more! I cannot stay here with you. I cannot rest, but he sits on the throne. He is a monster of our own making. I must take the mantle back. I must.
Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa in Black Panther. With me is KPECC film critic Tim Cogshell, who also reviews movies for Alt Film Guide and Cinegods.com. Tim, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Your thoughts on this way premature passing of Chadwick Boseman?
Well, it was absolutely shocking, I suppose, is the primary thing about it. It just simply came out of nowhere. And then, of course, there's the thing itself. You're right, in that short career, he was able to give us several performances, portray several characters that are all, each one, iconic, from Jackie to James to Thurgood, to T'Challa, all iconic characters, all iconic performances, and a whole lot more in between. Interesting, Larry, that he began his career in 2003 in a role on All My Children, played this kid named Reggie Porter. I've run into Chadwick a few times. I think the first time probably for the film The Express, where he played Floyd Little, fairly significant role. And then All My Children, he got fired from that series.
Really?
Because he complained about the stereotypes that he was being forced to play as that character. And if you go look it up, then they're there. He was this, you know, black kid in trouble. He, you know, takes a white woman hostage. It was just all of these stereotypes. And he didn't want to do it. And he got fired. Over the course of the next several years, he just did not want to play any of those things. You don't see many of those characters in his career. And once he got that role, that lead role in 42, he knew that he was going to be playing heroes from that point forward back in 2013. And that's what he did. And we're all the better for it.
We're talking about Chadwick Boseman and his passing at the age of 43. That film, the Jackie Robinson HBO biopic 42, Tim, that's really where Boseman came to my attention. And that is so difficult when you're playing a character that, in the case of Robinson, is so well known to sports fans. We've all, you know, we even if you're not old enough to have seen him play, you've seen him interviewed. You've seen all the archival footage. And when you're playing a character like Robinson or Thurgood Marshall or James Brown, certainly, the challenge of doing that is extraordinary. Can you elaborate a bit on that?
Because you have to disappear into the character. It can't be a mimicking of him. Jackie Robinson's widow said that watching him play Jackie was like watching Jackie all over again. I think that that's what has to happen. Same thing with James Brown. You know, that wasn't, he wasn't doing outside of rich little performance. He was inhabiting those characters. He didn't look anything at all like Thurgood Marshall, not remotely. Yeah. But it made no difference whatsoever, particularly if you grew up like I did, listening to Thurgood Marshall and audio tapes from the bench. He was able to achieve that sort of tone and timbre of those characters. And of course, who he created, the character that he created for T'Challa, you know, he built that from the ground up, a fictional country, a fictional kingdom. Yet, for a whole lot of people, it plays as an icon as real as King Arthur and other myth and lore.
We're talking with film critic Tim Gogshell, who joins us regularly on Film Week. But I really want to hear from you as well as Tim, as a listener, your memories of Chadwick Boseman and the characters that he played. And I wonder, for parents who you've taken your kids to, you know, see Black Panther, how your kids are dealing with the news that the actor who played Black Panther died. 866-893-KPECC. That's 866-893-5722. You know, I'm old enough, Tim, that I remember the reruns of the old Superman black and white TV series. Mm. And George Reeves, who was the star of that, killed himself. And I remember as a kid thinking sort of the disconnect when someone plays a character like that, whether it's in this case succumbing to illness or in the case of Reeves taking his own life. It when you sort of live in the fantasy world of that portrayal, it's so shocking.
Yeah, if you're a young enough child, you know, there's no separation in that sort of identification. And T'Challa, the character that that Chadwick created, was one that appealed across the board to all kinds of kids. This really wasn't about him appealing just to black children, though it is very important that he gave young black folks a character that looked like them as a superhero. What I found wonderful about it, and I remember writing about it at the time, that all kinds of kids that Halloween wanted to play that character, not just little black boys and girls. So that sort of identification comes with that. I know he was very proud of that too. It had to do with the spirit of the character, not just the race of the character.
We're at 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Peter in Pasadena says, I hope you take this opportunity, Larry, to stress the importance of getting a colonoscopy. I'm over 50, and you're not typically told to have one until after you're 50 years of age. He said, it's not just men. My mother had it, was fortunate to survive something very treatable if caught early enough. Yeah, Peter, I'm particularly aware of this. My grandfather died of colon cancer in his 40s, and it was an absolutely horrible death. It was before I was born, but my mother, as a teenage girl, you know, experienced the whole traumatic experience of losing her father with such a terrible illness, and so important. And again, it's uncommon or comparatively uncommon for under 50, but it happens, and it's affected a number of families. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Norma writes on the page, just really gutted. He was diagnosed at 41 with stage 3 cancer, continued to work, and really considered what roles he took. It's a real loss. 866-893-5722 or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. We'll continue with Film Week critic Tim Cogshell. We'll take more of your comments as we remember Chadwick Boseman, taken from us Friday at the age of 43. We consider some of his finest performances. You're listening to AirTalk on 89.3 KPCC. Back in just 1 minute. So good to have you with us on Air Talk today. Larry Mantle with Film Week critic Tim Cogshell as we Remember actor Chadwick Boseman, who died of colon cancer Friday at the age of 43. We're talking about in his short feature film career. Did a lot of TV work and guest starring roles, but fewer than 20 film roles. How he left such an indelible impression. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Tim, I want to go back to All My Children and his first role on television long before he did a feature film. And, his making himself known about the characters that he was playing on the series. Speak a little bit more to the sense of self that it took for someone, we know how competitive acting jobs are, for someone to speak up like that.
Yeah, well, this is a Howard University graduate, and his degree was in directing. He wrote his first play when he was still in high school. Chadwick produced that play. It was about a young man from his high school who was killed. So the one thing that he did not want to do was to play the thought of characters that, a lot of young black folks, particularly as you move back in time, were cast with playing over and over and over again. He went to producers and he talked about it, and eventually he was fired. Ironically, he was replaced on the series with the character of the same name played by Michael B. Jordan.
Wow.
Who, of course, he would go on to star in a small town this is.
Yeah.
He even thought about giving up acting. He never really wanted to be an actor, Chadwick Boseman. He was a director and a playwright. He started acting because he wanted to be able to identify with the actor's condition and what they went through. He just happened to be very, very good. Eventually, he understood that that's where he was probably going to make his bones is as an actor. But he always knew that he did not want to play the heavy or the thug. That had been done enough. He wanted to play heroes. And it's really, really amazing that he gets cast as Black Panther in Captain America Civil War in 2016, the exact same year that he's diagnosed with this cancer. Hmm.
In 42, the stakes would also seem to be extremely high for his career. If he didn't deliver the level of performance that he did in the Jackie Robinson film, it would seem that, that could have sent him back to directing and writing, Tim.
Yeah, a really good writer, Brian Hegland, with that film. So he had the benefit of an excellent script there. And of course, he also had the benefit of being able to talk to Jackie Robinson's widow, Rachel Robinson, and get the sense from her who her husband had been. And that's what he decided to put into that role. Not so much the stuff that was on the page or the iconic Jackie Robinson that we were thinking about, but the Jackie Robinson that Rachel Robinson knew and loved his whole life. Her whole life. And that's the guy that we see on that screen. He's not an angry black man. He's a black man who's built from better stuff and has more to live for than just baseball.
Let's listen to this scene from 42, HBO 2013 film on Jackie Robinson. And in this scene, Jackie says goodbye to his wife, Rachel, before a road trip.
Promise me you'll write.
When have I ever not written?
I want you to know I'm there for you, even if it's words on paper.
Ray, in my heart.
You're getting close now, and the closer you get, the worse they'll be. Don't let them get to you.
I won't. God built me to last.
From the film 42, Joaquin in the Burb said, I loved 42. He made a lifetime of Vin Scully stories about Jackie come to life. Thank you for a wonderful career, Chadwick. That's Joaquin in the Burbs writing on the AirTalk page. Tim, I don't mean to be insensitive while people are grieving about his loss, but it does raise the question of how you recast a role that he created. What does this mean for the character of Black Panther on screen?
Yeah, several more films on tap, including another feature Black Panther film and you know, his appearance in the rest of the Marvel Universe films. Yeah, it's going to be a very, very difficult sort of situation. Young Black actor, probably an unknown, relatively speaking, I think, is going to be cast in that part. It would be difficult for a high-profile actor to take over that part, the way high-profile actors take over the Batman role, for instance. You know, it's been through a number of folks. It would be difficult because, you know, the comparisons will be hard. But to start fresh, to start anew, to build from zero, that might be something that they can pull off.
Another business side of this I'm curious about is, you know, actors have to be insured on a production, and often for older actors that have had a series of health concerns, it can be difficult to insure them, particularly if they have a prominent role. You have any sense of how Marvel Studios would have dealt with this, with him being ill at the time of filming?
Yeah, bonding is a thing that has to happen in these situations. And, you know, the thing about Marvel Studios is a big, gigantic company with a lot of money, and you can ultimately bond anything if you're willing to pay for it. And I imagine that they looked at the situation and decided that they were simply going to be willing to pay for it. He has Ma Rainey's Black Bottom film coming out in the can. And then there was one other film that he was a producer on and set to star in. I can't remember the title of it right now, but that film, Yakuza, a story about a feudal Japanese story about a black warrior in Japan. And that film, you know, is in pre-production right now, and obviously they will have to do something else.
Tim Cogshell, Film Week critic, with us on Air Talk as we remember actor Chadwick Boseman. Samantha writes on our Air Talk Facebook page, "I found myself weeping since Friday night. Haven't had a full night, sound night's sleep since. To be this affected by a man who you never met speaks to how special he was." That's Samantha writing on the Air Talk Facebook page. Tim, thank you so much for joining us to talk about Chadwick Boseman. And it is remarkable how when we lose an actor like Chadwick Boseman, particularly so prematurely, how much that affects us, even if we've never met the person. And I guess that speaks to the power of film, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. You know, he exists in our minds and in our heart, not just as himself, but as these characters, and they all just mean so much to us.
Tim, always a pleasure. We'll look forward to having you with us soon on Film Week.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. Tim Cogshell, KPCC Film Week critic, joining us to remember Chadwick Boseman. You can continue throughout the course of the day and evening to post your memories on the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. I'll tell you about what's ahead in Hour 2 coming right up.